You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Jewish Mourning and Burial Practices. The Jewish mourning and burial practices are a combination of customs and mitzvot derived from the Torah and Talmud. There are some variations of practice according to each Jewish community. Upon hearing of the death of someone, a blessing is said. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam dayan haemet. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, the true judge. The person is considered to be an aninut, which is a time of intense mourning that lasts until the burial is completed. Rending of the clothes by first-degree relatives, parents, spouse, children, and siblings is also a tradition upon hearing of the death of a person or at the actual funeral. Burial is to be performed within 24 hours of the death. Embalming is not permitted, and autopsies, except in cases where it is a legal requirement, are not performed. The Chevra Kadisha is a Jewish burial society consisting of male and female volunteers who prepare the deceased for burial. Their job is to ensure that the body of the deceased is shown proper respect, ritually cleansed and dressed in plain shrouds. The Chevra Kadisha may also act as the grave diggers if necessary and arrange prayer services, meals, and other services to the deceased family during the week of Shiva, which is the 7-day mourning period. There are 3 stages for preparing the body for burial, during which blessings, prayers, Torah readings, and reading from the Psalms are said. The first stage is to completely cleanse the body with water. This is called rechitza. The second stage involves ritually purifying the body through means of water. This is called tahara, and is done according to halakha, after which the body is dried. The body is then dressed in preparation for burial. This is called habasha. The body is dressed in traditional burial clothing and placed inside a plain coffin. If there is an option, burial without a coffin is a preferred method of burial. Once inside the coffin, soil from Israel, if available, is placed over the body and the coffin is closed. Unlike some non-Jewish practices, there are no open casket funerals. If the funeral is not immediate, members of the Chevra Kadisha remain with the body until burial. The funeral, procession, and burial are referred to as leveya, which means accompaniment. Cremation is not a viable option for Jewish burials, therefore funerals, interments, are the standard within the Jewish communities. Burials to take place as soon as possible, preferably within 24 hours after death. Embalming and display of the body prior to the funeral is forbidden. The funeral service will generally begin at the grave, in a funeral home, at a synagogue, or at a yeshiva. If the funeral service begins at a place other than the cemetery, the people will accompany the body in a procession to the cemetery. A eulogy, known as hesped, is said at the start of the funeral service and/or at the burial site. Kivura, burial, should take place as soon as possible after death. The Torah requires burial within 24 hours, which means that the burial generally takes place on the same day as the death, or if this is not possible, the day after death. When the funeral has ended, the mourners fill the grave. It is considered a mitzvah to bury a fellow Jew and fill in his or her grave by hand. If this is not possible, at least the coffin should be completely covered by hand with the soil. At this point, a series of verses from the Tanakh, acknowledging Hashem's just ways, known as Zidduk HaDin, are recited. Mourner's Kaddish, which is the prayer for the dead, and the El Male Rachamim memorial prayer are recited. Immediately upon the burial of the deceased, every first-degree relative is considered an avel, a mourner. This halakhic status lasts for 7 days, known as the Shiva, where family members gather together in one home to receive visitors. The clothing that the mourners rend upon hearing the news of the death, or in some cases at the funeral, known as the kariah, is worn throughout this period. It is customary for the avel to sit on a low stool. This practice is commonly referred to as sitting Shiva. In many communities, it is also a tradition to cover all mirrors in the household where Shiva is being held. Daily life ceases for those sitting Shiva, and it is up to the extended family and the Jewish community to ensure that those sitting Shiva have food and company. Many times they will also ensure that daily chores, such as childcare and mail, are also taken care of, so the Avel will not need to be involved in the mundane tasks. During Shiva, a minyan, a quorum of 10 Jews required for certain prayers, is held at the Shiva house, where the mourners can partake in the mourner's kaddish. The 30 days following the death, and including the Shiva period, is called the Shloshim. This is a period of mourning when a mourner is forbidden to marry or attend a religious festive meal. Men do not shave or get haircuts during this period. Listening to music, watching television, and watching movies are also not done during this time. The mourning period for a parent is observed for a year-long period known as the Shnima Asar Kodesh, the 12 months, starting from the day of death. During this period, most activity returns to normal after the Shloshim period, although there remain restrictions on attending festive occasions and large gatherings, as well as listening to music. Mourner's Kaddish is recited every day for 11 months following the death of a parent. It is also a mitzvah to study Torah in memory of the deceased. A tombstone, known as a matziva, or monument, is unveiled at the grave. There is no halakhic obligation to hold an unveiling ceremony, but the tradition has carried through to today from the 19th century. The customs vary from one Jewish community to the next, but most communities hold the unveiling ceremony a year after the death. At the end of the ceremony, a cloth that has been placed on the tombstone is removed by close family members. Services include the reading of several psalms, a mourner's kaddish, and the prayer Al-Malei Rachamim. This service is concluded by a short eulogy. The annual anniversary, known as Yahrzeit in Yiddish and Nahala in Ladino, takes place each year on the anniversary, according to the Hebrew calendar, of the deceased one's day of death. This custom is required to be fulfilled by the first-degree relatives. The main halakhic obligation is to recite the mourner's kaddish. A custom is also practiced where a Yahrzeit candle is lit and burns for 24 hours. Many Jews who are mourning the death of a parent will also fast on the Yahrzeit each year. It is also a custom for many to complete a tractate of Talmud of Mishnah on the day prior to a Yahrzeit in honor of the deceased. Some Jews have a custom of visiting cemeteries on fast days and before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, as well as on the day of the Yahrzeit. When visiting Jewish graves, it is customary to place a small stone at the graveside to show that you visited the grave. These stones also represent attending to the grave and to represent permanence, such as in biblical times when graves were marked with mounds of stones. Flower arrangements are not generally used during any part of the funeral, burial, or visitation to the grave. Thank you for listening to Jewish Mourning and Burial Practices. Shalom.